Knock, knock!
Reggie! You have to say who's there.
It's me, Dennis! And I've got some really big news! An exclusive scoop! A news headline so amazing that it's gonna... Oh, sorry. This Tuesday, I will be doing my first ever YouTube live edition of Inside Tinkercast Studios. I know! And it's gonna feature an interview with two super famous celebrities from a hit podcast. Can you guess who? That's right, Mindy and Guy Raz. And guess what else? No, Reggie, you have to guess. That's right! They have a new book coming out this spring, and they've chosen me, Dennis, to rip the cover right off the binding and judge it in front of everyone. Oh, right. I mean, unveil the cover. I was getting to that. I'm also going to engage them in a little Q&A, but since I've never done a live interview before, it might go horribly wrong. Because I don't even know what questions to ask. Oh, that's a good idea. Let's make all the kids do it. I mean, devoted listeners. I mean, devoted kids. I mean, you know what I mean. Okay, so I'm gonna need all of you to send me some good questions for Mindy and Guy. Think about what you wanna know. Like, where does Mindy shop for construction-grade gingerbread? Or how many pieces is Guy's three-piece bathing suit? Four? Five? Or... do you like being neighbors? If not, why not move? Ever heard of Hawaii? Think of your question, write it down, and get an adult you live with to send it to hello@tinkercast.com. And then watch me aggressively press Guy and Mindy for information on YouTube Live Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And if you didn't understand a word I just said, you can find more info at www.tinkercast.com. A wow in the world book cover reveal. Guy, Mindy, and yours truly. Inside Tinkercast Studios on YouTube Live. This Tuesday. Watch it. Or else. Sorry, too much.
Mindy, it's time for Two What's and a Wow. Wait, was this red button always here? What is this?
Hello, welcome to Mindy's Gingerbread Mansion. I am Candytron 5000, the world's first gingerbread home security system. Please state your name.
I'm Guy Raz.
Hold, please. I heard Apple Fuzz. Is this correct?
No. Guy Raz. I'm Mindy's best friend.
I am sorry. Mindy's best friend is listed as Dennis.
Dennis? There must be something wrong with this. Mindy!
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie. Sorry, my new security system has been going bonker balls lately. Just, put your thumb on the fingerprint scanner. That should unlock the door.
All right. Wait, how does it know my thumbprint?
That's not important. Just try it.
Access granted for Guy Razzie.
Phew, finally. Thought you were never going to make it in. You ready to get this game show on the road?
Absolutely. Hit the lights.
Hold the horses.
And cue the curtains in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after paying for stuff with handfuls of pennies, it's Two What's and a Wow.
Welcome back, Wowzers. It's time for another touching round of Two What's and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. The category for today is fingerprints. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three statements about fingerprints. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about fingerprints? Is it A, identical twins have identical fingerprints?
Or is it B, koala fingerprints and human fingerprints are almost indistinguishable from one another?
Or is it C, the world's oldest fingerprint was found on an ancient fish sculpture from 2,000 years ago?
When you think you know the answer, sing it in the lowest pitch you possibly can.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
To What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Wiseant, a one-to-one tutoring alternative to online classes where you can learn face-to-face online. Get help with tackling new subjects and career skills, or just catching up. Wiseant lists thousands of personal instructors in over 300 subjects, available for live, individualized lessons with their online learning platform. Head to WYZANT.com to find your perfect instructor. Love it, or your first hour is free. Because at Wiseant, we take learning personally.
The past is never past, and every headline has a history.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei.
I'm Rund Abdelfattah, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Each week, we go back in time to better understand the present,
bringing lesser-known stories and perspectives to the surface.
Subscribe and listen to Throughline from NPR.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before that, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about fingerprints and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, identical twins have identical fingerprints?
Or was it B, koala fingerprints and human fingerprints are almost indistinguishable from one another?
Or was it C, the world's oldest fingerprint was found on an ancient fish sculpture from 2,000 years ago?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Ansley from Baltimore, Maryland. Ansley, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Ansley, and I live in Baltimore, Maryland. And my wow in the world is that the fingerprints of a koala are so indistinguishable from a human that they have been, on occasion, been confused at crime scenes. Say hi to Reggie, Dennis, and Grandma G-Force for me. I love your show. Bye.
Winner, winner, thumbprints for dinner!
If you guessed B, that koala fingerprints are almost indistinguishable from human fingerprints, congratulations! You found the winning wow!
Turns out koala fingerprints have a lot of similar koalities to human fingerprints. They share similar fingerprint patterns, and each koala has its own unique print, just like we humans do. This could cause a real mix-up in a koala crime scene investigation.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you were actually pretty close. Even though identical twins share a lot of the same characteristics, they do not have identical fingerprints. Just like everyone else, they have their own unique print.
And if you guessed C, the world's oldest discovered fingerprint is actually traced back to a Neanderthal who used glue to make a tool around 80,000 years ago. The glue actually preserved the fingerprint, which made it possible for us to still see it today.
So, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible fingerprinted mirror! This mirror is covered in permanently preserved fingerprints that can never, ever be erased, and guaranteed to prevent you from seeing anything in the mirror past the prints.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Fingerprint Detective.
For this challenge, you'll need to ask your grown-ups for some flour or baby powder. Once you have it, sprinkle a small amount on the tip of your index or pointer finger.
Then put some clear tape on top of your powdered fingerprint. The baby powder or flower will leave an imprint on the tape, allowing you to see your fingerprint in the dust.
Then write down some of your observations. Does your fingerprint have a loop pattern, a whorl pattern, or does it look more like an arch?
When you finish, ask someone else in your home to try. Does their fingerprint look different from yours?
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World. And again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's and a Wow.
Until then,
keep on wowing!
Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers' team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.